It was to Tenebris's credit that the Sith had learned of Baldemnik's rich loads before the Jedi, who, by means of an agreement with the Republic Senate, had first claim to all discoveries, as they had with the Deegan crystals and force-sensitive younglings of all species. But Tenebris and the generations of Sith masters who had preceded him were privy to covert data gleaned by vast networks of informants the Senate and the Jedi knew nothing about, including mining survey teams and weapons manufacturers.
"Based on the data I am receiving," the Tredroid intoned, 82% of the ore is capable of being purified into weapons-grade Cortosis shield."
Plagueis looked at Tenebris, who returned a nod of satisfaction.
"The percentage is consistent with what I was told to expect."
"By whom, Master?"
"Of no consequence,"
Tenebris said. Strewn about the superheated tunnel were broken borer bits, expended gasifiers, and clogged filtration masks, all abandoned by the exploratory team that had sunk the shaft several standard months earlier. From the shaft's broad mouth issued the repeated reports of the probe droid's hydraulic jacks, music to Tenebris's auditory organs, Plagueis was certain.
"Can you not share your plans for this discovery?"
"In due time, Darth Plagueis."
Tenebris turned away from him to address the Tredroid.
"Instruct the probe to evaluate the properties of the secondary load."
Plagueis studied the screen affixed to the droid's flat head. It displayed a map of the probe's movements and a graphic analysis of its penetrating scans, which reached clear to the upper limits of the magma chamber.
"The probe is running an analysis,"
the Tredroid updated, with the reciprocating sounds of the probe's hydraulic jacks echoing in the crystal cave. Tenebris began to circle the shaft, only to come to a sudden halt when the drilling ceased.
"Why has it stopped?"
he asked before Plagueis could. The droid's reply was immediate.
"The M2 unit informs me that it has discovered a pocket of gas directly beneath the new borehole."
The droid paused, then added,
"I'm sorry to report, sirs, that the gas is a highly combustible variant of lethane. The M2 unit predicts that the heat generated by its hydraulic jacks will ignite an explosion of significant magnitude."
Suspicion crept into Tanipris's voice.
"The original report made no mention of lethane."
The droid pivoted to face him.
"I know nothing of that, sir, but the M2 unit is quite insistent. What's more, my own programming corroborates the fact that it is not unusual to find pockets of lethane in close proximity to Cortosis ore."
"Query the probe about excavating around the lethane pocket," Plagueis said.
"The M2 unit recommends employing that very strategy, sir. Shall I order it to proceed?"